Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Enterprise Dish. We are hanging out with a guy who's back in his office. You know him quite well. You see him all over the place. He was actually just in London at the Microsoft Ignite Tour, if I'm correct. It is Mr. Dux. How's it going?
Happy New Year. And this week is also Chinese New Year, so double Happy New Year.
Yeah, it is. We were just talking briefly before the show. Like, it's crazy. Like, January is effectively over at this point. It moves too fast sometimes. Just like you turn around and your kid is now all grown up. This year is going by quick. Things are steamrolling. We've got conferences we've got announced. We've got just all sorts of good stuff happening.
Absolutely. First things first, what do you think about that ad, the new Teams ad that was premiered at the NFL game?
Yeah, so interesting. I'm curious on how Microsoft chose now. I wonder if it was just more of a timing thing, because obviously they've had a lot of momentum. It's not like this just sort of came out of nowhere and like they said, hey, here's this app and it's great. Like, this thing has been building and building and building. I think it was a good ad. Like, I think they did a good job. I think it's, you know, it's kind of hard to look at that thing and say, oh, that's a bad ad. Like,
right.
I think it's
compared to previous Microsoft ads, I think this is really cool because they show kind of the evolution of meetings, mm-hmm. and then obviously the segue into how Teams can help. Compared to the ads before, I don't know if you recall, like people dancing and colors. Nothing wrong with that, but
yep.
I like this better.
Yeah, I think it's also important to point out too that Microsoft at this point is really saying, hey, this is our future. A lot of times they'll do advertisements that are more forward looking. And I think this very much falls into the fact that, hey, they're saying this is here. This is happening. This isn't something we're moving away from. It's only getting bigger, better, stronger, and becoming more central to the future of this company. That is also the message that I took away from it, from a more strategic look at how the company's evolving.
Absolutely. I mean, same with us. We're very excited about the future of Teams. And as a company and as a Microsoft partner, we're really seeing a lot of opportunities with customers, and we're helping them maximize their investment and their use of Teams.
Yeah, and I think the key word there is maximize the use of their teams, because it's one thing, I know we've talked about it before, but it's something, it's very worth like harping on, because you can't just adopt Teams, right? You can't just say, oh, here it is, everybody go install it and do all your chit-chats on, like, you've really got to take a methodical approach and make sure you capitalize upon all the features and how they're intended to be used if you really want to extract the value and get the most out of it, rather than just saying, okay, Skype for Business is going away, now just chat in here and then we'll be fine. Like, that doesn't work. It's a new way of thinking.
And I think that's a very good point. You know, you talk about why now that Microsoft has that ad. I think between the momentum that's mm-hmm. growing and then Skype for Business being retired, there's that forcing mechanisms now for companies, especially large companies, to take a hard look. Okay, we're going to do this switch. Fine, I can do the unified communications, but how can I maximize this investment, like you said? Because obviously there's a bunch of other capabilities. So I think all the stars have aligned, perfect storm. So Teams would just grow bigger and bigger in the enterprise and in all organizations, I would say.
Yeah, I would be curious from like an internal perspective what the company is hearing, because we're well past the point of where the early adopters, because there's companies out there that love to just be first and just grab onto what's happening. And now we're starting to see more of those older, more traditional, slower moving entities starting to move to Teams, I would hear. At least that's what I'm hearing. And so I think the timing of the commercial might line up to that, is to help, you know, kind of persuade them that says, hey, this is what all the cool kids are doing. You don't want to be left out. If you want something to talk about, here you go.
So exactly right.
So speaking of Teams, which is obviously a hot topic for the day, Microsoft announced a bunch of features, was it last week or like 10 days ago? Mm. They are announcing, just hitting the high notes here, walkie-talkie, which that is the most self-explanatory feature, but one that will be a welcome addition for those who need those features. Task targeting. And then my two personal favorites, shared device sign-out and off-shift access to Teams. The reason why I love the shared device sign-out, it's a security feature, but it's for those first-line workers who share devices. And we've all been there. Like, you hand your phone over, you hand your laptop over, and now with just one button, you can just click it. You're all signed out. You don't have to worry about someone else looking at all your cat pictures that you're sending to your friends. It's just nice.
And you can see that this investment is not just small features. A lot of this were announced during the NRF, the National Retail Federation conference, two weeks ago.
Yep.
In fact, the walkie-talkie, for example, it's clear it's for first-time workers. They've even partnered with Samsung to come up with a special Galaxy device that's more for the field. And one of the buttons is already hardwired for Teams, so giving you that walkie-talkie feature. It's like a throwback to back in the days of, remember Nextel and
The little
everybody went,
chirp.
psh. That's right.
Which actually reminds me, there was a device announced at CES by Lenovo. It looks like a smart display, but it's purely designed just for Teams. It's going to come out later this
Yes.
year, but it's I think in line with this first line worker or somebody who just needs sort of like a meeting terminal. You basically just plop this thing down. It's a self-encompassed Teams unit with camera, display, and all that. You can just have a nice little video chat.
It reminds me of those Google devices, right? There's the Google like small video devices or even the Facebook video device. So it's something akin to that. But again, the investment is doubling down and Microsoft's not stopping it.
Yeah, they're really not. And then the task targeting is quite nice. Again, it's all from the retail perspective. It allows management who may not necessarily be on site to do exactly what it says. Task target to help keep those first line workers, one, on task, but also more aligned to the company mission from just simple things like, hey, all the holiday decorations need to be down by, we'll just say January 15th, and they can start assigning that stuff. And it's a way to, again, be more productive and more efficient with your time, your usage, and how you're communicating to your employees, which is all what Teams is all about.
Yeah, and all those from a bigger picture ties to Microsoft To Do, which aggregates all the tasking between Planner and SharePoint and Outlook, and it just gives you that one place to look at it. I love my To Do app on my phone, so phenomenal.
I use it quite as well. And it's only the integrations, I think, is what's really kind of starting to make Teams, well, Teams, right? I mean, it's a great app, but don't get me wrong, but it's like a every time they announce a new feature, it seems like it becomes more and more of a one-stop shop rather than you have to open Teams and have several, like you just open Teams, it's just all right there. You get your documents, you move it around, you message, and you do all that stuff as long as you can get your old coworkers not to use the email. That's the.
You know, I just got an idea. Let me throw this at you. A marketing term, right? I mean, Team is becoming like your teamwork operating system. How's that?
It's almost like TOS.
TOS.
Teams operating system. I'm sure that won't fly with Microsoft and somebody's
That's
cringing, but it is though.
teamwork as a service. I don't know.
Well, not to get too far off topic, but I mean, like, I don't think you're wrong though. I realistically think that Microsoft is looking to a future potentially where Windows just doesn't need to be a part of the productivity equation. And so what you will actually do is you'll just have like a thin client that just loads up Teams and that's all you need.
Yeah, exactly.
So we will see. I don't think that future is happening tomorrow to anybody like reading between the tea leaves. I just think that is a longer look objective for Microsoft. I think it's a smart move. I really do.
Because I mean, we know there's tons of devices coming out too, right? Even the Duo. Now, I started like brainstorming, what can you do? I mean, it's cool, all that, but now the dual screen, and not just Microsoft, a lot of other vendors and partners are producing dual screen devices. You could do so much with Teams in that setup.
Yeah, it'll be the Duo and Neo devices, which for those who aren't familiar, one's a smaller Android phone and one is a much larger. Just think of like a, well, it actually looks like the Courier if you're familiar with that, but it's two larger screens. Same concept, but one runs Android, and the other one runs an iteration of Windows that will be arriving sometime later this year. Later this year.
Yep.
So,
Xbox first, Xbox first.
yeah, exactly. So, speaking of later this year, Ducks, do you see the news about our good show Ignite? It's moving. I have mixed feelings on this. It's moving to New Orleans, which is a great city. I've been there a couple times. It's not so much the city, but they're going back to September. It's going to be the 21st and the 25th. I suspect it might be a little hot and a little humid down in New Orleans for us.
So why do you have mixed feelings? I love New Orleans and Orlando's great, but we've been there for what, the past couple of years? So what's your mixed feelings about? Is it the date or what?
Personally, well, this is a very, very selfish look. I liked Orlando because it was great to bring the family. We could hit up Disney for a day or two. It was just nice to go down there as a family. I don't think my family will come down to New Orleans. Well, my wife could come, but I don't know if my kid would enjoy it nearly as much as going to Orlando. But the moving it up to the 21st and 25th, that's not so bad. Actually, it's a little bit easier because November can be a little bit crazy on my end. But we'll see. We'll see how Microsoft does it down there.
Yeah, I'm quite excited about it. And I'm also looking forward to obviously a new venue. We got the French Quarter. Not even thinking getting a marching band to open up our Red Party. So you updated.
There are a lot of opportunities down in the French Quarter down there. There's a lot of good food, there's a lot of good drink, a lot of good venues to go hang out at. It'll be interesting. It's a new place, right? We'll see how it goes. I should be optimistic. Should be optimistic. All right, Ducks. Question du jour. We got a reader question in from Mr. Chris K. He has been around a couple times, and he has a question for you, Ducks. He wants to know, how long are companies retaining chat conversations as part of their retention policies? Because he's having an issue at work where they want to make the retention of chat shorter than the retention of email. And he wants to know what the norm is out in the rest of the industry.
Absolutely. So the way I would answer that is if you don't have an existing retention policy for email or any other type of documents, industry standard, you start with 5 years. That's at least what the US federal government has standard. Now, if you have any specific retention requirements, for example, you're bounded by things like Sarbanes-Oxley compliance, right? Where, long story short, it says if you have any financially related data, chat included, you have to keep it for 7 years. Or do you have any type of requirements around HIPAA? The lines have been blurred because, on one hand, we think chat is chat, but with Teams, chat is not just chat. You can share documents in a chat. You can take a screenshot in a chat and post it in a chat. So, the traditional sense of chat, just pure text going back and forth, I understand the retention may not be as long. But frankly, for me, the way I think about chat in Teams is no different with email retention now, because now you can put a bunch of other stuff. And you can't stop people, right? I can't say, hey, Brad, this is chat only. Don't post screenshots, don't share documents, it defeats the whole purpose. So I would say, I would recommend whatever email retention you have should be the same with Teams chat.
There you go. I think that's pretty simple, straightforward, answers the question. And of course, if anybody else has questions about their specific retention policies, you can reach out to myself or Ducks and we'll make sure to get your question routed correctly. But Chris, we appreciate the question. But Ducks, there's some other news that has been going on, and I believe it's happened with your company. And so share the good news, my man.
That's right. So we announced early this year, I think start of the year, that we had a minority investor come in who was very excited about the growth of our business, and they became partners with us to help grow and accelerate the business. There's so much opportunity in the industry around cloud data management, where we're focused on, especially on Office 365, where we help customers migrate, manage, and govern their Office 365 investment. So we had a $200 million funding, and we're doubling down our investment, helping customers manage information Office 365, but also really adopt Microsoft Teams. So we're excited about that, and we're also taking that investment in expanding our channel or our distribution partnership. So goal is in the next 2 years, we want to secure 40,000 more customers, especially in the small, medium-sized enterprises. So it's a lot of work, but it's truly an exciting time.
Yep, I've been on that other side of the coin of fundraising, and I know it's your scenario was a little bit different, but I know it's when people announce that they've raised money, my first thing that goes through my mind isn't usually congratulations, it's good luck, right? Because you go into these things thinking or pitching that, hey, with X amount of funding, this is what we're going to do. So you make a lot of promises, then you get the capital, and then you got to go execute. And it's tough. It's a business, right? You got to grow and you got to be vigorous, but you guys have shown some good tenacity. The only thing that jumped into my mind when you announced that is I'm assuming we're getting two Ducatis to give away at Ignite this year.
I saw your tweet, so I did the math. I think it was like 8,000 Ducatis for that amount of money. But obviously, I can't spend all of it on Ducatis.
You just walk up to Dux's booth, you give him your email, and you get a Ducati, man. That is, you'll get a lot of people to your booth that way down in New Orleans. That is for sure. That is for sure. So, anything else going on, my man? I know you were in London last week. What else is on your agenda?
Yeah, so I was at Ignite the Tour in London last week. Got to meet 6,000 of our closest colleagues. It was an amazing, amazing conference. What stood out for me is really people are embracing this whole humans of IT track, where, you know, there's regular tracks around Azure, Microsoft 365, but then this whole track around professional development around, I did a session on how you can practice kindness, which was awesome. A lot of people came. So that was really fun and exciting. And then we're launching a podcast called Shift Happens. It should be out this week. So if just subscribe to your favorite podcast client, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're there. Where each episode, I talk to a customer essentially and talk about their journey into the modern workplace. So the good, the bad, the ugly. So we talk to FedEx, for example, Heathrow Airport, H&M, ISS, United Airlines. So a bunch of really big brands, and they share and they uncover how they pretty much move to the modern workplace, the learnings, the best practices. So I hope everybody gets a chance to listen. We have a lot of great, amazing stories in that podcast.
Very cool. We will be looking for that to launch here in the coming days, hopefully. So
absolutely.
There you go. Well, Dux, it's obviously a very busy time on your end. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Good to see you back in the office. And to everybody else, you'll find links to Dux content down below. And make sure to hit that subscribe button and we'll catch all of you right back here next time.